Blog Talk Radio.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and shew him my deliverance. What a powerful word of exhortation that is here presented in the theatrical, in the powerful, and the anointed Psalms 91, the assurance of the presence of God in the lives of those who love, trust, and believe upon him. That psalm is a blessed reassurance that God watches over his word to perform it on every level of our existence. And I'm telling you the truth, this psalm is monumental in the lives and in the livelihoods and the existence of every believer, of every Christian that desires the very greatness and the presence of God in their lives. This psalm should be a daily regimen in your itinerary. That's right. Remember, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth of the mouth of God. This is our life force and our life source. And God has already added a blessing to the reading of his word here in Psalms 91. I've read for you, for your soul's inspiration, and for your spiritual motivation. Again, that's Psalms 91. Make sure that you read and let this reading be an absorption into your inner being. That's right, to saturate your inner being, to cover you. That's right, because dwelling in the secret place of the Most High means that you are in the presence of the Holy of Holies. You are in the very presence of the Almighty. That's right. You're in the very presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he that dwelleth in the secret place, it's not a public place where everybody can see and everybody give recognition to, but it's a special place, a special compartmency for the believer. And this is a living word. Understand that the word of God comes to us on two specific categories. There comes the rhema, which is the quickening and the living word. And this is a rhema word. If there was ever a time we needed the rhema, the living, the live word, the live wire, rejuvenation. That's right. Progression. That time is here and now. And also it comes in the way of the logos, which is the instructional word that gives step-by-step instructions on how to ascertain the desired results. So we just thank God for the power of his presence here on the manner of speaking. That's right. Brought to you over the airwaves of the blogtalkradio.com network. What a wonderful provision this is to get the word out, because there's so many people who have become disenfranchised, who have become unmotivated to even collectively come together in a congregational sense. And so many are reaching out through the technological platform to connect to spiritual teaching, to connect to other believers. And this is a wonderful provision that God has allowed us to have. And we need this. We need this connectivity, because remember what the word of God tells us. One puts 1,000 to flight, but two puts 10,000 to flight. So we thank God for the power of his presence on this glorious and victorious day it is. It is Sunday. It is September the 26th, 2021. Another day, another chapter, another epistle written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's right. Another testimony, another living epistle is being written on our behalf. And in knowing this, we should be mindful. We should be respectful enough to consider the things of God. Before we consider the things of the secular setting, we need to consider the things of God on the primary sector. That's right, because understand, our relationship with God produces salvation. Salvation produces miracles. Miracles produce divine healing, protection, prosperity, anointing, and every great thing. That's right. So this is our very platform. This is the stage that creates the very essence of our lives, that contours our existence. That's right. Because when men look at us, and they're downtrodden, they're questioning the integrity of what should I do, what must I do, they should be able to look at us and say, you know what? There is lifting up. That's right. So we should be mindful. We should be circumspect as it relates to what is our presence saying in the sight of others. That's right. And this is where it begins within us. And understand something. Here's a divine revelation if you've never had one before. We are the church. That's right. The church is an invisible body. That's right. We are the temple in which the church abides. Remember what the word of God tells us, that we are the temple. That's right, where the Holy Spirit abides. That's right. And God will not dwell. His presence will not overtake and will not be orchestrated in an unclean temple. Stop confusing the physical building as the church. We as the invisible body of believers within ourselves abides the church. This is the church that our Lord Jesus Christ told Peter. He said, blessed art thou, O Peter, because Peter was the only apostle that knew who Jesus was. And so therefore, it was anointed upon him to be the chief apostle because he possessed the revelation. Now, you look at Peter. You might say, oh, for Peter, he was trying to get in the way of what Jesus had come to do. Oh, he denied him. But nevertheless, God looks beyond the external faults of us. Because remember, we're all clay being contoured in the master's hand to fit the master's plan. God had embedded within Peter the knowledge, the pre-knowledge, that's right, the predestinatory knowledge, who Jesus was. He said, thou art Christ, Son of the living God. And I know all the other followers, the disciples did, they became the apostles, the actual commissioners when the Holy Spirit came upon them in the book of Acts. But here I know that the other disciples were looking at him saying, he said, what? Jesus acknowledged him. That's why when God acknowledges you, he makes the difference in you. And people will have to respect the difference in you, whether they like you or not. This is a very unusual message here, but listen to it. This is inspired by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so abide and listen to this. Stop what you're doing and take heed to this. And he said, blessed art thou, O Peter. That's right. And, you know, his name is Simon. That's right. He looks like a usual man, a normal man to others, but embedded within this normal man was a divine revelation of who Jesus was. He said, the flesh and blood have not revealed this unto thee, but my Father. See, divine revelations don't come from man. They don't come from religious organizations or establishments. It doesn't come from a doctrine. It comes from the very handiwork of God. He says, for flesh and blood have not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And he said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the very gates of hell shall not prevail against it. You want to read it for yourself? Go to Matthew, the 16th chapter. And this is where it is found. That is the 17th unto the 20th verse. And he said this, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. That was his actual name, but he was called and referred to as Simon Peter. But then he became known as Peter. And if you check the linguistics, the translation of what the name Peter meant, Peter means rock. That's right. He said, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father, which is in heaven. Jesus always acknowledged the Father. That's right. And without, if you don't accept the Father, you can't accept the Son. If you don't accept the Son, you can't accept the Father. He said, I and my Father, I'm one. You've seen me, you've seen the Father. No man cometh unto the Father except he come by me. That's right. And Jesus Christ is the authority that every believer, none of us are holier than thou. None of us are righteous. There's none righteous, none but the Father, none but Jesus. And so when we go to God the Father, we need to go to him in the name of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ, when we believe upon him and we receive him as our Savior, he becomes our shadow. He becomes our covering. He becomes our righteousness. That's right. So God no longer has to look away from us because of the sinful state that we all are in. God can't look upon us. We have to take on the righteousness, the effigy of Jesus Christ, his name, in which God has given him a name above every name. And this is the way that God can look upon us. He sees us through his beloved son's eyes, Jesus Christ. And he said, I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock, upon the revelation in which God the Father rendered unto you, I will build my church. Jesus was not talking about a religious organization. Stop being programmed with religious establishments and organizations. Those things are man-made. God does not get the honor and the glory that he deserves when you're constantly forcing people into doctrine, forcing people into man-made constitutions and amendments. Those things are of the flesh. This is what has hindered the power of God working. Why? Because these things that are constituted by man do not establish the ethic of faith. It does not establish the ethic of deliverance. It does not establish the ethic in which the Holy Spirit becomes the masterful teacher, in which the Holy Spirit becomes the very pragmatic presence that causes the miracles to take manifesto. And this is the problem. This is why there's a stagnation, a great falling away. People are getting away from the truth. They're following people. They're following personalities. They're following organizations. They're attending congregations to get recognition. They're attending congregations to be seen and glorified with men. Jesus warned us that you have your reward with men. You don't have a reward coming from God. You can forget that. Your position does not predicate your presence with God. Meek and humble is the way. Straight is the path that leads into eternal life. You want to experience the manifold blessings of God, the God of the plenitude? Walk down the path of righteousness. Even though you may have to walk alone 90% of the time, I've gotten used to it. Even though sometimes you can't hear anybody else praying, other people are following and chasing behind, a whoring after the world, a whoring after the worldly system, a whoring after following people. They're caught up in personalities. Instead of being caught up in the presence of God, they're caught up in the presence of mankind. They're missing so much about who God is, what he can do, and what he will continue to do for those faithful few of us who are walking down that path. It's not the path of popularity. That's right. I look at the 1,500 listeners that I get, and I look at how people in the world are getting 15,000, 20,000 people, 30,000 people in the stadium. Well, you said, wow. But no, broad is the path that leads us into destruction. And you know what the word of God warns us? Many follow therein. Stop following behind people, personalities, images, and idolatry. God is not pleased. If you see all that's happening in this land, especially in America, America is supposed to be the centralia, the very circumference, the very nucleus of Christianity, of being spiritually led. But America has backslidden. It's allowed division to take force. It has allowed separation to be accepted. It has allowed bias and prejudice to overturn and overrule. When Apostle Paul clearly stated, second chief apostle, the powerful letter writer, that general of the army, he said this, that there is no male and no female in Christ. There is no bond free. There is no slave nor master. All are one. What makes us one? The power of God. According to the secular setting of mankind, no. There is separation. There's definitely no parallels for justification. But through the eyes of Jesus, through the power of God, we are liberated. We have the same rights. We are required to ascertain the same roles and have the same responsibilities as he has appointed us as leaders, as teachers, as practitioners, as the very handiwork of his greatness. And this is what God wants. He wants us to come back to where we belong, focus upon him. That's why we said God-focused, God-centered, child, God-based worship. This is where we got to go back. Drop it like it's hard, worshiping these people. They call it the Christian entertainment. There's no such a thing as Christian entertainment. We're all one in the body of Christ. There's no celebrity status here, my dear. If you desire to be a celebrity, do it on a secular setting and get paid for it. But when you come on this side of the road, you drop it like it's hard. There's only one star, and that is Jesus Christ. There's only one God the Father, and that's the Almighty. That's right, the great Jehovah, Yahweh, Lord God Almighty. God is trying to get our attention. I wonder, as I'm speaking to you here, are you getting the message? We need to go back to the state of originality, to biblical-based worship and service, looking after the widows, attending to the single parents. That's right. To the orphans. That means those who don't have parents on the biological level anymore. To the widows, whether those widows have had their husbands deceased from them or just separated from them, they're still living as widows. Widow doesn't always just have to have a husband that's deceased. Sometimes it's the man that cut them off and to pursue another wife. They're a widow because it's just like he's no longer existing. We're to look after them. We're to look after the elderly. We're to look after the feeble.
We're to look after the poor. Jesus said the poor you're going to have with you always. So it is our responsibility to look after them, not to cut them and bleed them and tell them to buy our services, buy our products, send us an offering. This is not God's way. This is blessed. We need to clean up the slate and start all over from scratch. I don't care if you've been following and professing Christianity 20, 25, 35, 45, 55 years. It's never too late to change the era of your ways and to put God as the focus of your life, of your pursuits, and of your family. That's right. And just watch the manifold, the miracles, the plenitude of blessings that will just flow into your life, things that you're not even expecting to happen, have never even thought about. God in his love for us, in divine favor, will show us his hand of mercy. And he said unto Peter this, I will build my church and the gates of hell should not prevail against it. That means nothing in this world, in this universe, seen or unseen, known or unknown, can overturn the power of God, the presence of God. He is matchless. He is omnipotent. He is omniscient. And he's omnipresent. They can't touch it. And he says to Peter again, 19th verse, I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. He said, I'm going to give you this authority. This authority is just not granted for the apostles, those original commissioners. This is handed down to every believer. Pick up your key. Use the authority. You know why you don't want to use the authority? Because it doesn't fit the configuration of mankind's teachings and doctrine. Get out that doctrine. Apostle Paul said, the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. A letter is a doctrine. Doctrines can destroy an establishment quicker than anything. Because if you don't measure up to mankind's standards, they can disfellowship you. But see, you know something? There's the one fellowship that we should be concerned about. And that's the fellowshipping of the Holy Spirit through the power of God, the knowledge of Jesus Christ. That's where the power comes. That's where the anointing comes. That's where the miracles come. This is where the deliverance comes. These are when the signs and wonders manifest. We're not supposed to be going around following personalities. I want to see what God showed me through them. No, he said signs and wonders come through us. We're not to go out seeking them. This is how people get off into the wrong spirit. I'm not following the truth. And Jesus told you, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And he said, I will give you the keys to the kingdom. You don't have to buy the keys to the kingdom. These people tell me, send me this money, and I'll send you some. No, Jesus said, I will. When God says, I will. He has, but you've got to follow the path of obedience. This is a very powerful word today, and I want this word to saturate within you so that your life can change, that you can be transformed into that blessed, joyful Christian that people are going to come up to you and want to talk to you and ask, what do you have that I don't have? People sit up in congregations, will even come to you and say, you've got something I don't have. I've got the truth, and the truth has made me free. And because I have the truth, I'm different. What did the word of God tell us? He said, you are a peculiar people, a royal priesthood. That's right. I mean, we stand up and we stand out. Some of y'all are afraid to be said, you got the power behind the world. You won't accept it. Jesus says he that seeks to save his life, that means that seeks to get his life on the level of others so people would accept him, will lose it. But to those of us who are willing to give up the identity of what the world says we are and what the world says we're not, he says he will find it. That means God will give you a new identity. He will give you a new authentication. He will assign you to a separate mission. You need to follow this path because I'm following it. Despite how many people don't want to go with me, that's fine. I will continuously, and listen to me, I'm speaking the word of God, and he is with me, and he has anointed me and appointed me to instruct, to lead by example, and to give orchestration of what is right, to help Christian believers get it right so that the congregation can get their lives back in order. Blessed, blessed, blessed on every level. Blessed when you come into a room. That's where I want to be. And that's what I'm aspiring to. Blessed when you go out of the room. Blessed when I go into the city. Amen. Blessed when I go into the field of work. Blessed. Blessed what I say. Blessed what I eat. Blessed where I go. Blessed where I've been. Just blessed, blessed, blessed. This should be the mission of all of us. And he said, whatsoever thou shalt bind upon the earth, that comes from God. That doesn't come from mankind. It can't. Shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on the earth shall be loose in heaven. Now this is what we're to seek after. The power to the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Those keys in the kingdom of heaven represent the authority. That's right. That's right. He said you will speak things into existence as though they were and they shall be. You will decree a thing and it will be established and the light of God shall shine upon your path. It's time for us to walk into the anointing. Well, there's the anointing, there's the deliverance, there's the miracle. This world needs to see miracles happen, real miracles. I'm not talking about these charlatan-based performances. Shame on those people who sit up and lie, who put on these false theatrical performances. God isn't pleased with that. And trust me to tell you, the wrath of God cometh upon the children of disobedience. Keep on perpetrating a fraud. Keep on playing with the minds of people who are innocent, who are thinking they're serving God by giving to you and giving pledge to you. God is going to slap the silly. You can laugh at it if you want, but I've seen God's hands be lifted up against the oppressors of his people, and it's not good. Now, if you were to call the witness of Pharaoh, he could tell you better than anybody else could tell you what the wrath of God will do. When God worked through Moses and Moses said, if God said to let my people go, Pharaoh didn't do it. He thought he was all that, the bag of chips, the dip, and the factory that produced the potatoes that were utilized in the process. What did God do? Plague the land. The locusts, the frogs, the deceasing of the firstborn. That's right. The flies, the skin disease. Are you seeing a picture here? The rivers turning red as blood. Oh, and then the death of their crops, the locusts devoured the crops, the diseases, and the pestilence because Pharaoh refused to respect the people of God. And God had to chastise them for 40 years. God had to chastise them. But you know something? Whom the Lord loves, he chastened them. But when God said enough is enough, you better step back. That's right. Don't keep going to these people talking about, I can fix somebody. God said in his word, touch not my anointed, do my prophet no harm. Because it'd be better if you take a millstone and put it around your neck and cast yourself into the sea than just to upset one of his little ones. And if you are walking the path of righteousness and desiring the things of God, you're not trying to be popular and famous with the world and have the world love you and want to pay to come see you, that's a bunch of malarkey, garbage that God is not pleased with. Stop pimping the people who are seeking the presence of God and lying to them and ripping them off. He said, it'd be better take a millstone and throw yourself into the sea than just upset one of my little ones. You're going to upset the wrong person and offset the wrong individual, and God's hand is going to raise up against these false leaders and false prophets and false teachers, lying and prophesying to people, using his people as a footstool. No, no, no. If it's not about God, about exalting the name of Jesus, about salvation, about walking in the pathways of holiness, of not acknowledging the presence of God and giving God praise for all the great things in our lives, in our bodies, in our existence. It is not exalting the name of Jesus. Get away from it. You're following a cult. Because when you start lifting up leaders, that's a cult following. That's right. And you know you're going to veer out of control. And you're going to end up in the wrong pathway of things. And God, the word is not to hurt you. This truth is not to hurt you. It's to bring you back to where God wants you to be. With this authority. Who wouldn't want authority? Is there anybody in this present day society does not want to walk in authority? When you walk in authority, you can predict. You can monitor. You can master. When you walk in the authority of the kingdom of heaven, you're in control. You're in control because you are connected to the masterful controller. And this is what we need to do. Get those keys in hand because we need some things done. That's right. And this is a powerful word today. And we're opening up the segue, the segment of manner of speaking. He says, why y'all say manner? Because manner is considered the angel fruit, the highest association of what one can consume. And we're here to give you the finest. The word of God is the finest. It doesn't get any better than that. We have to have spiritual food so we can even partake of natural food. And this is what we need to do. We need to get back into the truth. Get back into the ways of righteousness. Get back to the ways of which please God. And to have this authority. That's right. We have this treasure in an earthen vessel. And we need to make sure that this treasure is displayed on every given opportunity that we have. All right. That's right. And we need to do it and do it now. God is dealing with us. God is blessing us. So many people have been delivered. Yes. When men are cast down, he says, you know what? They're going to look at you and say that there is lifting up. And we need to lift people up in prayer. We need to lift them up through conversation. We need to lift them up through our presence, through our action and reaction. No, we're not perfect. We're imperfect beings that desire the presence of a perfect God. And go to Psalms 1. Here's the opening of all things great and small. Here it is. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. When you meditate about something, you think upon it, you absorb it, you reflect back upon yourself. Before you reflect upon others, you reflect upon yourself. And he, what shall be, like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. God has a season of prosperity for you. Don't get all out of whack because you see other people gaining momentum, ascribing and having their dreams come true. They were able to purchase a home, an automobile, got that raise, that promotion in their career. Don't get all out of whack and start getting jealous, saying, "Woe is me. I work harder than them. I show more perseverance than them. I pray more. I believe God more." Hold on, wait a minute. Your season is coming. Prosperity is governed by seasons. Seasons affect actions. Actions coerce reactions. Reactions bring about results. And so in the season, in the wheel of prosperity turning your way, God has miracles with your name on it. Financial, physical, emotional, spiritual, circumstantial, environmental, God has those miracles, those breakthroughs of deliverance with your name on it. And we have to regard these things as such. That's right. And you know, he says, and his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. That means whatever our prosperity is just desire just to be an independent business operator. That's what you desire? Whatsoever you do will prosper. if you desire to become a husband, a wife, whatsoever you do of shall prosper. If you desire to open up a community center, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. If you desire to do a greater work for the Lord and open an establishment where others can come and commute and commune, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. That's right. Whatever your dreams are not to be wasted and deemed as a person being, you know, unprecedented or unbalanced. Dreams bring about miraculous things into existence. Visions are the manifold result of those dreams being encased within the individual that are on a higher level. That's right. Visionaries are very important people because what visionaries do is they are creative in their ability to understand that God works on a supernatural frequency. And that frequency brings about desired results when the application of obedience, willingness, sacrifice, and humility come into placement. So these are the promises of God. And as we're going into our teaching each week, we want to see greatness take manifold in the lives of every believer, and to those who are non-believers, to backsliders. Don't criticize people because they backslid. You don't know why they have backslidden. Sometimes things can occur within a circumference or a setting, and that individual can become scarred. Well, you know something? There is no wound so severe that the power of God's presence cannot heal. And some people heal layer by layer. Gradually, some people heal in a more expeditious level of time. But however it is and whatever it is, let go and let God. And this is going to be a dynamic series each week coming to you here on the Blog Talk Radio Network, Manner of Speaking, because we need to break down to the core and get to the very essence of what is truth. That's right, so that we can see the greatness of God's presence governing over our lives. And as we're getting ready to let you go, we're going to say a word of prayer. We're going to ask that every head be bowed, every eye closed. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to come into fellowship and to speak a word of knowledge to your people, Lord. We're asking that you bless, heal, deliver all they that are standing in need, whether that's healing, whether that deliverance is physical, healing in the body. Oh, my God, Jehovah Rapha, Lord God, our healer, be the healer to take manifesto in the body of your people. Even to those who have made, living along the way, have gotten lost, to reclaim them. To those who need financial provisions, miracle financial provisions, Father God, make a way out of no way. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, will provide. Father God, for those who need to come back to the fold and they have slipped away for far too long, be Jehovah Nisi, Lord God, our righteousness. Oh, Father God, and be Lord God, Jehovah to see you. Lord God, be our presence. That's right. Be our essence. Be our structure. Be our everything. And to those who need the physical healing in their body from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, be Jehovah Rapha, Lord God, our healer. We know that you are so many things, Father God, and all we have to do is acknowledge you and to acknowledge your Son, Jesus Christ. Forgive us from every act. Forgive us for and from every act of unrighteousness, even if we have not physically committed an act and we sought to do it. Forgive us, Lord. And as King David said, create within me a clean heart and renew in me a right spirit, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And Father God, we know that through the justification of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we are blessed, we are prosperous, we are healed, we are delivered because you said so. That's why you said your word would not return unto you void, but accomplish the purpose in which it was set out for. And that purpose is to bless, prosper, and to give us the greatness of your presence. For thy kingdom come, and thy will be done. In thy blessed Son, Jesus Christ's name, Father God, we thank you. Amen and amen. Have a glorious and victorious week.
And in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And know that you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you, and Christ that strengthens me. For all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. We're going to have a miracle-filled week. I'm looking for you all to connect back with me here on this Blog Talk Radio Network. Inbox me your blessings that have came this week. That's why you got one blessing. You got two eyes open. You have excellent respiratory abilities. That's why we have excellent respiratory abilities. We're protected from disease, plague, and famine. That's why we praise God for those things. God has made a way out of no way. We praise God for those things, and he will keep giving us more and more blessings. Be thankful. Be thankful of the few things that he has given you, as I have learned to be thankful of the few things he's given me. And you know, he said he'd make me the ruler of many. And I tell you, God's expanding my horizons, and he will expand your horizons too. And all things give thanks unto him, for he is worthy of honor, he is worthy of glory, and he is worthy of all praise. And we'll see you again next week. This is your biblically inspired teacher, the Esquire Abby Self, saying, be blessed, prosper in all things, and in all things give thanks. Have a glorious and victorious week.